Welcome, everyone, to Freedom Law School's weekly conference call on this July 12, 2018. This is Payman Mutahede, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, and your host for this weekly program. Every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time Zone, I conduct these weekly conference calls, and I educate you about the law, the U.S. Constitution, your rights, and how to live free of oppressive taxation and control by understanding your rights and the proper procedures you need to apply to live free now. That is why the Freedom Law School website is livefreenow.org. It's designed to help you live free. That's what I did, folks. In 1996, after 4 years in a tax honesty movement, hearing from other great American patriots that the income tax system is a scam, a fraud, a lie, and deception on the American people, the classes I was teaching back in 1995 and 1994 developed into Freedom Law School in 1996. And now, Freedom Law School is the oldest, most successful tax honesty group in history of the tax honesty movement. And Freedom Law School is here to help you understand, make it easy to understand the law, because America was meant to be a free country, folks. I came from Iran having no freedoms there. The government can put you in jail, throw away the key, notify nobody, summary trial, no trial, execution. But America was supposed to be different, folks. The founding fathers of America paid a heck of a price with everything they owned, homes, savings, even their bodies, the families, were online. And many of them did die and lose everything they got so that we can have the fruits of liberty. They revolted against the corrupt criminal deep state of King George of England, who was violating the colonists' life in America. We got the same situation, folks. The corrupt deep state of the big banks and corporations and heads of the both major parties and the crooked FBI, Department of Injustice, IRS management, CIA, NSA, all these powerful levers and crooked judges are out there enforcing this money racket to enslave you so they have more power. They have more money to feed themselves and their friends. And they all cover up for each other, of course, because they're all in it together. Very similar to the way I remember in the 1960s and 70s, we heard about the former communist Soviet Union. That's exactly what they had there. They covered up for each other, the apparatchik, the communist ruling class, which is what we have in America now. Fortunately, we have a president who's not a communist, and hopefully he'll continue to smash the deep state. If you have not been to livefreenow.org, be sure to get our free education package there that will be emailed to you. But go read the material there under education material. They are truly eye-opening information that will take your understanding of what's going on to a whole new level. If you haven't seen that stuff, folks, when you see the videos and the material there at Freedom Law School's education material, you're going to go, wow, I didn't know all this. And wow, it's a lot worse than I realized. Yes, folks, It's a lot worse than you realize, and we got to get together to get our country back, get our rights back. And yes, again, there is no law that requires you and me and the average American to file and pay the federal income tax. And I can say that openly, folks. I've said it for 26 years without IRS ever trying to put me in prison, because it is true. And the IRS management, deep state, knows it. Freedom Law School has had a $300,000 income tax reward since 1999, for 19 years. And I know I got documentation. The IRS's employees, managers, and lawyers get together and spy on Freedom Law School. About 9 years ago, they had over 8,000 pages on me and Freedom Law School had gathered. 8,000 pages, folks. That's back then, okay? None of their employees of the IRS have ever tried to claim Freedom Law School's $300,000 income tax reward. Why? Why can't they simply show the law? Here it is, folks. You missed it. Payman, you got it all wrong. You all wet. Here is the law. Bam. Requires Americans to file income tax. Whew, thank you for educating me. But they don't do that, because they know there is no law. And they know at the management levels, folks, top levels of the IRS and U.S. Department of Injustice, they know they are there to protect the system, this racket that's been imposed on Americans for decades in violation of the law. So I'm here, folks, to educate you, help you free yourself of this tyranny, of this thievery, of this enslavement that they've been pushing on American people. And at the same time, I invite you, folks, to join hands with like-minded freedom seekers like yourself. So together, we are much more powerful to restore our freedoms and get our government to be, again, that of, by, of, and for we the people. Tonight and every Thursday night, I'm going to cover an educational subject. Then I will answer your questions about any freedom challenge situation you got with the government, IRS, police, bureaucrats are harassing you. They're trying to steal your money, take away your rights. I'll help you as best as I can. And tonight, I have the honor of having one of my oldest freedom friends in America, the most knowledgeable and renowned tax honesty, freedom constitutional lawyer in America, who's been at it, folks, since the early 80s, folks, about 10 years ahead of me. He's from Huntsville, Alabama, Mr. Larry B. Craft, and he's going to be joining me and helping
me with
the topic of the call tonight. Hello, Larry. How are you? Welcome to Freedom Law School's Conference Call, my friend.
It's a pleasure to be with you. What are we going to be talking about this evening?
Well, if you could get closer to your microphone first, Larry, we could hear you better.
How about that?
No, that's still not good. So let me mute you, give you a chance to for a couple of minutes, Larry, fix your sound situation, and I'll bring you back in just a minute, my friend. So the subject of the call tonight is the fact that IRS has been sending out these letters, folks, and people have been getting those letters to me. And these letters from the IRS are saying that the IRS is referring your case to the Department of Justice. They're saying notice of certification of your seriously delinquent federal tax debt to the State Department. What is that all about? They're referring your tax debt to the State Department. What does the State Department have to do anything with tax debts? Now, I put that on our Facebook page, and below that I had the article from RT. By the way, RT.com is a great source of news information. Let me tell you, folks, if you ever want to know the news, real news about any country in the world, go read the media of the other countries about that. You want to know the news about, for example, Germany? Read a website or a magazine that's not German. If you want to know the news about Mexico, get that from some magazine, newspaper, website, not from Mexico. If you want to know what's going on in America, foreign websites are better, like RT Russia Today, which they forced them to claim that they are an organ of the Russian government. You know, bunch of nonsense. You know, the establishment is media, in country owns the media. Every country, the people in power, the military, the political power structure of that country, they always also own the media of that country. And America is no different. Wall Street, the big banks, and corporations own all the major networks that get you your news. So I like RT. It's an outside source that, you know, can be much more objective. So they have this article that says that 360,000 plus Americans with tax debt may be denied U.S. passports. And that is what that IRS letter is all about. According to the IRS, over 362,000 Americans owe the IRS over $50,000 in tax penalty and interest combined, which means that now, because of this law, they could certify that tax debt amount to the State Department that issues U.S. passports for traveling abroad. And therefore, you won't have the ability to travel to other countries around the world because they want to know what country you're from. The passport is like the key to be able to travel internationally. So we're going to talk about this subject, folks, because people have been getting these letters. They're wondering what's going on. And I know some of you have been calling your CPA, accountants, enrolled agents, and your tax lawyers. What do I do about this? Well, you just got to pay all the IRS off. That's all these people in the so-called tax professional community tell you to do. Roll over for the IRS like a puppy and pay up. Well, guess what, folks? Freedom Law School is not a part of the professional tax community. Freedom Law School is a revolutionary, peaceful freedom organization to educate you and assist you and stand with you to get your rights back, get your freedoms back, and all of our freedoms back. And I say we're going to use this law against them that all these other so-called professionals missed out. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about hope and solutions, because that's what Freedom Law School has been doing. Besides educating you from 96 to 2001, at 2001 forward, I've been able to help a lot of people who wanted help. They asked me, "Hey, Mom, I love the education, but please, could you help me get these thieves off of my back?" So after repeated requests of people, I started doing that, and now I got a lot more experience and can help you. So let's bring my guest back, Larry Beecraft. Hopefully he has a better sound situation so we can hear him better. Larry, are you there, my friend?
I'm here, Payman. What's the matter with my line? Can you hear me?
Well, I don't know. Your volume is a little bit low, but maybe it's on my end. Perhaps. We'll see. So, in fact, I'm gonna test you out, okay, Larry, to see. I'm going to get one of our callers from area code 203. Let's see if he hears you okay. Call from area code 203. Can you volunteer for us to tell me if you hear me and Larry Beecraft okay? Caller from America 203, are you there? Well, he's not there.
I can't hear anything, Piven.
That's okay. I'm going to get a call from area code. Oh, we have a call from area code 352. I'm going to ask this caller from area code 352. Can you hear Larry Beecraft okay?
I can hear.
You can hear Larry Beecraft okay?
I think so.
Okay.
Very yeah, that, hey, he comes through loud and clear, Piven.
Okay, that's very good. All right. Well, Larry, thank you for joining me on the call tonight. Folks, Larry has really so much research has done. He's really good at research and gathering so much information of people before him and on his own that he has a ton of information that has helped Freedom Law School immensely because I don't have to reinvent the wheel, folks. I'm the kind of guy that, although I don't mind inventing and searching things out, but I like to do it the easy way. And the easy way is I look for someone who is better than me, got more knowledge and experience than me, and ask them to teach me, you know? So in many areas, Larry has known more than me, so I've always, you know, tapped into his knowledge about this the different issues. So, Larry, I know you haven't looked at this issue much, but this passport, because it's a very new thing. We have looked about it. But what have you read and you understand about of the subject, just Larry? Can you tell us a little bit about our calls about this?
Payman, there's nothing new with this. If you go back into the old laws, they had this, I would say within 10 years after the income tax was in effect, they then, in order for people to leave the country, you had to present documentation from the local district director that you had complied with all the tax laws. And, you know, this is nothing, to me it's not anything new. I'm just kind of surprised that people thought, you know, they're wow, this is something wild and crazy. You know, the only thing that's crazy is now they've got electronics, and now they've keyed in the State Department with it, and now they're making a connection between foreign travel for U.S. citizens. But this is not anything that's new, you know, because there was tax compliance checks going back, I would say, by 1926, 1928. Those provisions were in effect.
You know, Larry, but since 1992, I've been involved in this fight. I've never heard of someone being denied travel in any way because of taxes.
Well, the routine that was established under the old law is the basis upon which this is being done. You know, I'm surprised, the people are surprised that, you know, checking for tax compliance when somebody leaves the country, you know, is that's something new and revolutionary. When in fact we've had it in this country for a long time. You know, may not have been real concern until they came out with this new law, and now they got the Treasury Department contacting the State Department to deny you passports. That's new. But, you know,
okay.
Tax compliance at the borders, you know, I would think every country does it. You know, if you're going to leave a country, if you're an alien and you're leaving a particular country, there's going to be some type of questions asked of you. What have you done while you were here? Have you made any money? And they do that when you enter the country and when you leave.
All right. Well, let's go to the law, folks. You know, a lot of people talk about this issue, but nobody
what,
needs
what
to
is
law.
What is new, Payman, is the ability
yes.
to institute suits.
Yes. Yes. Well, that's the good news. But let's show them the law, Larry. I'm going to take them along, Larry, and show them the law for themselves, so they can read it and understand for themselves. Folks, you don't have to take my word or Larry's word. You can look and read the law right now from your own personal computer, laptop, smartphone. Bring up your internet browser up now. And what you're going to type in is, on the browser that comes up, 26 space USC space 7345.
Okay.
26 space, USC space, 7345. And then hit enter. Okay. When you do that, you're going to get a bunch of search results. Usually, you're going to get Cornell Law School, law.cornell.edu. But I want to get you in the habit of, folks, if you can, go down and get the version of the law that's published by the House of Representatives, which it says uscode.house.gov, and then a bunch of other stuff. But either one works, folks. Put your mouse on that search result, right-click on it, and open that link in a new tab. Now, let me tell you what you just did. Again, our regular callers know this, but I want to make sure you always know about this, folks. You just did something, looked up a law that 20 years ago and throughout human history was impossible. Even, I dare say, 15 years ago. Okay, because you just looked up a law that before you had to go to a physically find a law library in your area, if you have one nearby. You may have to drive 2-3 hours. 4 hours to get to one, if you live in a rural area especially, to go to major city, that's public law library, the county seat usually, pay parking fee perhaps, go in there, ask the librarian to help you find a law book, get the law book out, open up the right page, make sure you know how to do it, and then once you read the law, if you want to use it later on, you have to go to the copy machine, pay 15 cents a copy, copy all those pages patiently, and then take it home with you for future use. But now, it's at your fingertip. For free. No time is wasted. Bam! Immediately for free. You just looked up, folks, category or title 26 of the federal laws of the United States government, called the United States Code. That's why it's called 26 USC, category or title 26 of the United States Code, 26 space USC. And section 7345 is that specific section or part of that category of laws about taxes, this one, in this case, that you're looking up. Category 26 is about federal taxes. I'm going to go look up section 7345, and you can read it for yourself. You don't need a deep state crooked judge or U.S. Department of Justice lawyer to mislead you and hide the law from you and don't let you read it like they do in the courts in America in tax cases. That's what they do, folks. They hide the law from the jury. Because they know if the jury reads the law, they're going to acquit the defendant. Here, you can go read the law for yourself, and I want you to be able to read the law for yourself. It says, revocation or denial of passport in case of certain tax delinquency. Now, I'm not going to read this whole long section, folks. It's not necessary, okay? You can read it for yourself, folks. Take your time. Take your time. Slow down. If you don't understand the word, go look it up in dictionary, okay? But basically what it says is if you owe the IRS $50,000 or more, okay, they can, IRS can certify to the U.S. Department of State. That's the one that issues passports to Americans for travel abroad. And what's going to happen is that the State Department then, based upon that certification by the IRS, they can either revoke the passport that you already have, or if you apply for it, they will not give you one. That's what it says there. Okay? So that being the case, looks very, very, very bad, folks. Looks very bad. But here's a good part, folks. I want you to go down under this law, go down to 7345E. Scroll down a little bit. Okay, go down to E, where it says judicial review of certification. Okay. E1 in general, it says after the commissioner, that's the IRS folks, after the IRS notifies an individual under subsection D, they got to notify, tell you, hey, we're gonna refer you to the Department of State to revoke your passport, okay? Because they got to give you a notification, like some of you got in the mail. The reason I did this subject, because I know many of you are getting these letters in the mail in June and July of 2018. The taxpayer may bring a civil action against the United States in a district court of the United States or against the commissioner in the tax court to determine whether the certification was erroneous or whether the commissioner has failed to reverse the certification. Now, this is immensely good news. Why? Because, folks, most Americans do not know there is a horrendous evil law, the most tyrannical law you ever heard about, that does not allow you to sue the government for taxes, except in very specific, narrowly described cases. And I'm going to let you see that first, and why this law is a good exception to that bad law. Go bring up on your browser another tab and type in this time 26 space USC space 7421 and hit enter. Okay, go to the one that comes up with corner law or preferably U.S. code, that house.gov, the House website. Right click on that, open that link in a new tab, and you'll see section 7421, prohibition of suits to restrain assessment or collection, which says, except as provided in sections, there's about a dozen sections left there. No suit for the purpose of restraining the assessment or collection of any tax shall be maintained in any court by any person, whether or not such person is the person against whom such tax was assessed. Wow. Even if you're the wrong guy that they're after, you could not go and stop the IRS's assessment or determining the amount of tax you owe or them collecting, stealing your money, except in those very narrow dozen sections listed there. And many of them are very narrow. The two main ones are notice of deficiency and collection due process hearings. But it doesn't matter. The point is your ability to sue the IRS in law is very restricted. Usually, almost always, you have to pay the tax first and sue it after you pay it back, except these exceptions listed there. And most often, the chances go to collection due process hearing or tax credit from a notice deficiency. That's when you can challenge the taxes. But many of you never knew about these folks. You were never taught what's a notice of deficiency, which is IRS's official tax proposal to you. You never know what the heck is a collection due process hearing. We are not taught these things in high school or college. So you ignored it in the past. You blew it away. Or worse yet, someone talked you into claiming you're a sovereign state citizen, signed things UCC, straw man, redemption, expatriation, not using zip code on your mail. You're not don't have a straw man. You object to your name being in capital letters. That it's all for dead corporate fictional entities, not you living, breathing human being. And you're not subject to the laws. You know, on and on. You know, you're out of their government jurisdiction altogether. And you didn't take advantage of the opportunity you had in the past in tax court or in a collection due process hearing to charge the taxes. And now you owe the IRS $50,000, $500,000, or $10 million. And they're about to take you away your passport. And you need that for travel. Some of you travel internationally. Well, this law that just passed, as bad as it seems, the good news is, right here, it created another exception to this Anti-Injunction Act, IRS Code Section 7421. And now you can go there in tax court or district court and challenge the tax and say the IRS is mistaken. The IRS is wrong. The computers, the IRS, went haywire. They got glitches. They got you mixed up with somebody else of the same name. You're a different Tom Jones than the other Tom Jones that they're after. Or whatever else, some in their procedures, the IRS, they made a mistake of some sort. It's wrong. Folks, that's a big deal. This is a big deal that you get a letter from the IRS and it's your ticket to be able to sue the IRS because they have this legal principle that says, I don't like it, but it says that the government is sovereign. They're like king. And nobody can sue the king without the king's permission. Well, I don't agree with that principle, but it is what it is. And here, the king, the sovereign, Congress, has given permission for you to sue the IRS and challenge these taxes. And you can either lower them or better yet, you can probably even zero it out like Freedom Law School has done for our students. If you go to our website at livefreenow.org, folks, okay, and go on the tab of our victories, go down to IRS victories, you're going to see many cases the Freedom Law School has zeroed out the taxes that the IRS came after people. 100,000, 300,000, half a million, 4.6 million was the biggest case I had where I zeroed it out. Gone. If you go under our victories, under FLS victories, you see my own victory. IRS came after me for $700,000 for 11, 12 years of taxes. Zeroed it all out in a collection due process hearing. This is another opportunity for you to zero out the taxes. And I know the tax community, you know, it's going to be just all going to tell you, oh, just got to kowtow to the IRS and just bend over, take it, and whatever you have to do. But you don't. They give you a ticket to district court or tax court to challenge the IRS. Larry, what do you think about this new law giving you the people the opportunity to go straight to court and challenge and remove the tax that the IRS wrongfully claims many people owe?
Well, the first thing that's real important is the authorization to, in essence, circumvent the Anti-Injunction Act. You know, it expressly authorizes lawsuits. To me, you and I have the vast experience of dealing with people that have not received notices of deficiency, that are being subjected to some fake claim by the IRS. And, you know, here you get this new law that's passed that has a new authorization for lawsuits. You know, I imagine that if we get too many going, they might try to curtail it. But, you know, for present purposes, you know, the authorization to engage in a lawsuit, that's a first. It's the way it should have been to begin with, but it's a first for authorizing lawsuits. You know, if somebody gets one of these letters from the State Department or the Treasury Department or wherever they're coming from and, you know, makes this claim that you owe taxes, you know, the first thing that needs to be done is to engage in some Freedom of Information Act request to at least get an account statement for the years that's in question that are, you know, where these taxes have been assessed. you know, that's going to be the first thing. And then once you get the response from your Freedom of Information Act request, then you can start asking subsequent requests for specific documents to relate to, you know, this claim that you owe additional taxes. You know, like, for example, you know, do they have a notice of deficiency? You know, you could ask for the notice of deficiency that was allegedly sent to you for the year, you know, 2007. You know, if they claim that you owe taxes for 2007. You know, there are a wide variety of arguments that can be made. You know, there's a lot of arguments that can be made regarding the assessment. You know, it offers a wonderful opportunity, payment. That's all I can say. You know, there's a lot of things that can be done. You know, now that you've got an authorization, that's the reason why the Anti-Injunction Act was filed, was created to begin with, to prevent these types of lawsuits being filed by the government, so that the government would be subjected to all these lawsuits all the time. People would just be filing millions and millions of lawsuits. The government couldn't handle it. But now that now they've got this, and they're letting a certain select segment of people engage in these types of lawsuits, I think it's very beneficial.
Yeah, I agree, Larry. I think it's very beneficial that, you know, $50,000 is not a huge amount, like $500,000 or $5 million, but, you know, you could be an average guy and have for several years, due to whatever reason, you didn't know how to challenge the IRS or something else, and get to $50,000 level, and bam, you can go straight to court and challenge the whole tax, and the IRS has to send a lawyer, spend money, take up the judge's time and the court's time, you know, and then we can be flooding there. I see it can be flooding the courts with these lawsuits, folks. But I like to suggest this, folks. Don't go on your own and do these lawsuits, because if you don't do it, you're going to lose that chance. You get one chance, folks, to do a lawsuit about this. Not twice, one. So you need to do that lawsuit correctly. So contact Freedom Law School, folks. If you got this coming up for you, so you can do it right, folks. Okay, Freedom Law School can help you do it yourself. Also, I work with great lawyers like Larry Beecraft, who are prepared to be there to represent you if you want to have a lawyer be in court to do this stuff for you, folks. You can do it either way. It's totally up to you. Okay, some of you say, look, I'm going to do it on my own with your Freedom Law School guidance and help. Some of you will want an attorney. It's up to you, but we can go. We have the knowledge on how to beat the IRS's bogus claims and get all this out of your way and give you a fresh lease on your life. So with that, Lay, how about if we go some questions from our callers? And folks, your questions could be about this issue or about some other freedom issue you have. That's fine. And we just go as long as you have questions before we end the call. Let's go from the call from area code 352, prefix 593. Give me your first name, my friend, and then do you have our free education package that you can get from Freedom Law School? We get it out to you for free before you ask your question. You have a question? Call from area code 352-593.
Oh, yeah, right. I got a question.
What's your first name?
Stanley.
Stanley, yes, my friend.
Stanley. I got a question, and I don't know if it's relative or not, but for me it is. I'm thinking about filing a lien, mechanics lien, on my own property. Can that be done?
You want to file a mechanics lien on your property?
That's popular. People have done that in the past, payment, but it's not going to get. Are you saying, you know, you want a lien against your property to protect against subsequent liens?
Yes.
Is that your idea?
Yes. If there is any, or in case of my death, that lien would be given to the estate, I guess, to protect whatever assets the lien is all about.
Well, you're not going to be able to file a lien against your own property. Yeah, because then, let's say that that's even valid. Then a lien against your property, that you have a lien against your own property, that's still an asset that would be subject to lien. So it doesn't make sense to me, although there have been a lot of people been running around, you know, in the past coming up with artful ways to try to create liens ahead of some other lane that they're expecting to come down the pike.
Well, here's the reason why my daughter borrowed me quite a bit of money, and she'd like some kind of security, and she can't file a lien because...
Wait. That's entirely different. You were talking about filing a lien against yourself.
Right.
Now you're telling me that your daughter loaned you some money. Well, then
yes.
If that happened, then the thing to do would be to give her a mortgage. You would draft a note, memorialize the loan that you took from your daughter for, let's say you borrowed $10,000 from your daughter. Well, then you will give her a promissory note promising to repay the $10,000. Plus, then you will protect that note by filing a mortgage. You know, she would receive from you a note and a mortgage. So that's not filing a lien against yourself. That's giving a mortgage.
And I would go to the title company to have them do that, or...
Well, it depends on where do you live?
Brooksville, Florida.
I don't know whether... I think down in Florida, the title companies do all the title work. I don't know because I don't do any title work down in Florida. But if title companies down there do that, then you can go to a title company. And it seems like to me it'd be a very simple transaction.
You know what?
Title companies have notes and mortgages already printed up. You would need to take a copy of your deed with you so that they could put that as a description on the mortgage.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to do that because I did check on the cost. I think they wanted like $750 to do the mortgage, but that's about the only way I'm going to give her the protection she wants.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that answers my question, I guess. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And Stanley, let me just add to this issue, because a lot of other people ask this question. You know, to think that you can lien your own property, to be honest with you, just nonsense to begin with. I mean, the fact that you own your property is your lien on your property. You claim you own the house. A lien is just a claim. When you file a lien, you say, I have a claim on this property that belongs to somebody else. So, but if you own the place yourself, that is a lien, in effect, practically. So you could have lien on your own property because it is yours already. It's a lien, a claim on your own property. It doesn't make sense.
Well, claiming the assets that were added to the property since it was purchased.
All you've done by making improvements to the property is appreciate the value. You still own it, you know. Unless there's is there some other party that owns the property with you?
No.
Okay. Well, if it's only in your name, you know, when you make improvements to your own property, you know, you don't create another interest in the property in favor of yourself when you own the whole property to begin with.
I got you. I got it. Yep.
You know, the absolute ownership of property is one concept. And, you know, creating liens and subsidiary interests in that property is something else. But, you know, if you make an improvement to your own property, you know, the only way that you're going to protect, if you've appreciated property by making improvements to it, if you've got a potential lien claimant out there, you know, you need to have a lien in favor of somebody that's friendly, that will be a superior lien to somebody else that's coming down the pike. You follow me?
Yeah, well, I'm not quite sure. In my daughter's case, I don't think she would be able to file a lien.
It isn't filing a lien. You said
her case, I got to get a second mortgage. I understand that. Or get a mortgage.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. No, I got it.
Okay.
I've been procrastinating for about a year, and she's putting the heat on me, so I'll just have to go and
Only way that you're going to be able to satisfy your daughter, that if she wants some protection, is to give her a mortgage.
Yep.
A mortgage is a lien, but in a transaction with the, you know, where somebody's loaned you money, you know, that's a specific type of lien. It's called a mortgage.
I got you.
Or a deed of trust.
Yep. I got it. Thank you very much. It's very helpful.
You're welcome.
All right, let's go to another call. We have Bobby Stanley. You're local to Freedom Law School in Brooksville, so we can always get together in person for a private consultation if you want, my friend. But again, like Larry said, just got to go to a local title company and say, look, my daughter has lent me, whatever, $50,000 or $100,000, and we need to create a mortgage, a formal document saying she has that much claim on the property. It's a security. Make sure I pay her back in case something happens to me or whatever, that she gets paid. You know, make it formal and file that in the county recorder's office. They do this kind of stuff all the time for the banks. So it's not a problem, my friend. We have another caller, looks like from this area, from area code 352293 prefix. What's your first name, my friend? And do you have our free information package and your question, please? Call from area code 352293. Do you have a question at this time? No? Okay. Well, then let's see if anybody else have any questions, folks. You push 1 on your telephone keypad. And by doing that, you let us know that you have a question. It kind of raises your hand, you could say. And then you'll be called to ask your question. So if you have a question from Larry Beecraft or myself, just push 1 on your telephone keypad, and let us know that you have a question, and you'll be next to be called to get your question answered. Let's go to a caller we have from area code 803 with a question. Give me your first name. Tell us if you have our free Freedom Education Package, and then your question, please.
Yes, my name is Lindsay Woodard, and I want to know how you stop a foreclosure.
I used to have a foreclosure bank foreclosing on your house.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, we don't do foreclosures. Freedom Law School is not. It helps you against government oppression. Someone that has a mortgage on your house, you know, you basically just got to pay them. You know, we don't specialize handling those things. And there is no silver bullet to that issue, you know. But, Larry, you're an attorney. What's the suggestion you may have for our friend here, Lindsay, about a situation?
Well, where do you live?
I live in South Carolina, Rock Hill, South Carolina.
But how much is your mortgage?
The remaining is $49,000 on it, and I got behind and had got a separation. Me and my wife going through a divorce. Ain't filed it yet, but a lot of stuff going on. I got behind, and I hadn't got no sale date yet, but they had filed it in the county I am for foreclosure. So I want to see how I can stop it for the process. They hadn't went through with it yet, but it's gonna be.
Here's my suggestion. Get on the internet and look around for any groups that deal with foreclosures in what'd you say, North Carolina, South Carolina? That's going to be your the best bet. Whereabouts in South Carolina do you live?
I live in Rock Hill, South Carolina.
Well, you know, I would suggest that you just look on the internet for foreclosure help and, you know, in South Carolina and see what you come up with. You know, we don't specialize in foreclosure. I will tell you that there's a lot of scammers out there. You know, there's a foreclosure wave that's been going on for a long time, and there have been a lot of people that are set up to, I can help you out of your foreclosure, and all they want to do is clip you for $1,000 or $1,500, and they never give you any help.
Yeah.
Okay. So watch out for the scammers.
All right. Okay, I'll do that. Thank you for your information. That was very good.
You're welcome, my friend. Does anybody else have any questions? Please push 1 on your telephone keypad, and then your question will be answered. By the way, folks, I want to tell you guys about an initiative that Larry Beecraft and I have initiated with along with three of our very knowledgeable friends in the tax honesty movement, Dave Wellington, Sean O'Connor, and Joe Bannister. And folks, you know, many of you know Joe Bannister, the former IRS special agent. But Dave Wellington and Sean O'Connor were actually my two main teachers way back in the mid-1990s who started educating me about how this income tax thing really works and what's going on out there. So these guys are very knowledgeable. You have more of an experience than me. And folks, the five of us are putting something together that's never been done. And the website is IncomeTaxRipOff.org. We are exposing that income tax as a giant ripoff of the American people. We're explaining why it's a ripoff, how it's a ripoff, what we can do, what we should do about it. And even though Larry Bickraff has his own radio program, so does Joe Bannister and Sean O'Connor, Freedom Law School has these weekly conference calls, folks, that's a joint effort by all of us. And I suggest that you check it out. Go to webinar.com is where we're right now broadcasting. And those are our video calls, by the way. So we just did our first one last Monday. And if you're interested in that, go ahead and email Freedom Law School. At the bottom of our website is like our contact page. And if you have not gotten emails about it, let us know, because Freedom Law School and Larry Bickraff, all of us, we send the invitation to all of you who've been on our email list to join us in this joint venture to get rid of the income tax once and for all. So by getting with Freedom Law School, getting our information package, you'll be on our email list. You're going to get an email about that also, and invite you folks to join hands with us to make this happen. Okay, to get rid of the income tax by more of us joining hands together and make it happen. Now, Larry, I want to give you an opportunity, my friend, to tell our callers how they can get to your website and get a taste of some of the great research that you've done on the income tax and monetary issues and other important things.
Well, Payman, I've got two websites. One's LarryBickraff.org, which is really just my law office, how to contact me. But I put up on my web server years ago, became so heavy and complicated, it's difficult to move it, so it just stays there. But it's on my highway.net, the Internet Service Provider's website. So the best way to find my website, which is called the Dixieland Law Journal, contains a lot of legal materials. To me, the two most important issues to confront the American people are these two: the money issue, you know, the Federal Reserve, fiat money versus gold and silver coin. That's a real important issue. And then also the income tax. You know, the government itself says the purpose of the income tax is to lend support for the monetary system. You know, you can find government documents on my website that plainly tell you that the purpose of taxation is not to bring in money for the government. No, the purpose of income taxation is inflation control. The reason why they need inflation control is because they just print up money. So the two issues that are really of concern, from my viewpoint, to the American people is the money issue and the tax issue. So the way you get to my Dixieland Law Journal is type in Dixieland Law Journal into an internet search engine, and that will bring you to one or two sites. And if you get over to the LarryBickraff.org, you know, you'll know that that's not the right site. The right site is going to lead you, just going to have a URL at highway.net, and when you click on that, that'll carry you over to the front page of my Dixieland Law Journal. And, you know, I've got constitutional materials, you know, that are important for the freedom movement. I've got a lot of information regarding the money issue. You know, if you don't know much about the money issue, please read my page where I've got a lot of stuff, including, you know, monographs from Dr. Edwin Vieira, who's the premier legal authority in all of America, all of the world, regarding the American monetary system. you know, his material is on my website. You can read not only money issue materials, but, you know, about the middle of the front page of my website, this website that I'm talking about, you'll see a page, a link to a page called Taxation. And you can click on that link, and it'll carry you over to another page devoted to taxation. And there you can download, you know, all of the old tax acts, all of the old tax regulations, and a wealth of other material that relates to income taxes. I've got the specific files on that page, like what is income, you know, who is liable. You know, I think it's real important for the people to understand, you know, historically what the laws and the regulations have to say about important topics like that. So to me, I've learned this. When I approach something that I know nothing about, I have found that if I begin looking at a particular topic, begin to, you know, spend some time learning about it, you know, that fear that I have from the beginning is no longer there once you begin to look at it. And so over time, you can become accustomed to, acclimated, so to speak, to this tax jargon. And it's real important for people to look at the old historical tax information as well as the new information so that they can appreciate and understand, you know, how the income tax really operates and how the income tax is made to appear to be broader than it really is by people that have vested interest in the current operation of the federal income tax. So the federal income tax has a limited application. We need people to understand that rather than just relying upon what somebody told them. Is that good enough, Payman?
That's good. And for some of the very best articles of Larry Becraft, a few couple of them, I have Freedom Law School's website also, and at the IncomeTaxReform.org. So folks, take the time to educate yourself, because that's the first step. There's a famous saying that says there's nothing more dangerous than ignorance
in action.
And you don't want to be that ignorant person that takes action without knowing what you're doing, which is why Larry Becraft and Freedom Law School want to educate you so you can take informed action and so that you can win. So folks, with that, you know, Freedom Law School has many courses available, folks. I want to give you just something about our sponsor. The sponsor of the call, this Freedom Law School's conference call, is guess who? Not some government entity, not some big corporation, but Freedom Law School itself, folks. So if you like the education that Freedom Law School provides you, folks, you're going to love the courses and freedom packages that Freedom Law School offers. If you go to our website at livefreenow.org, go down to course packages. Most everybody wants to get our Royal Freedom Package. And, of course, it is really a Royal Freedom Package, because you're going to get a royal level of service and education that you won't find any place else in America, because not only you get education, not only you get unlimited consultation, not only will help you write your congressman about the income tax fraud and the importance of them upholding their oath to uphold and defend the U.S. Constitution, but you also get a membership in a criminal legal defense fund to pay for attorneys and paralegals to keep you out of jail in case the IRS decides to pick on you. They want to put you away in prison. We're going to be there to defend you and help you keep your freedom. Well, that's rare. There are a few people that come after criminally. Most often, the IRS wants just money. They want to steal your stuff. So all the paperwork, all our responses that needs to be done to keep these thieves out of your life, out of your pocketbook, by using the law properly, by asserting your rights properly, is all covered there. It's not going to be like $500 here, $1,000 there, $10,000 the other thing. No, it's all covered. As long as you get into the program before you have something coming up. Before the IRS comes after you with something serious, folks. Because if you do come to Freedom Law School with a pre-existing situation, yes, Freedom Law School can and will help you, but there will be an extra charge because you're coming with the existing mess for Freedom Law School to clean up. Wouldn't you much rather not pay anything extra? Some people have to pay $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 extra if they got the messy case to clean up, or more. We might have to get an attorney on top of that to clean up your mess. But if you join now, before you have anything going on, do an ounce of prevention, which is worth more than a pound of cure. It's only $6,000 to start, $4,000 a year, $4,500 for Californians. That's it. So for about $350 a month, folks, it's all done for you. And let me tell you something. You will not find anywhere else in America, no law firm, no expert, no organization, CPA, enrolled agent, tax attorney, anybody that has anything close to what Freedom Law still offers. Nobody offers it in America. Look, please go search. If you find anybody online giving you all that, I'd like to know. And I know because I look, there's nothing like that. It's a very special kind of a program. Now, some of you can afford that right up front, no problem. Some of you want to get that but don't have all the funds. You can put one third down, like $2,000 and more, and make payments on it. And or you can start with one of our smaller courses and freedom packages and move up and get full credit for what you paid when you started with a smaller course or freedom package. You can start with only $100. That's it. With $100 or $300 and start your way to education and freedom. So that's it, folks. That's my plug for Freedom Law School. And I wanted to work for you. If it doesn't work for you, you let me know. Because Freedom Law School prides itself on doing the right thing for people because you're the one that's helping us get this education out there to American people to enable us to get our message out there and get our country back, which is our ultimate goal. So with that, folks, again, go to livefreenow.org. Take advantage of all the education there. Larry, thank you very much for
my
being
pleasure,
here tonight.
My pleasure, baby.
Have
a tomorrow. Bye.
Thank you, my friend. Talk to you tomorrow. And folks, have a good night. I'll be back with you again next Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time Zone. Good night.